Monday, July 20th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. So, planting rice makes money and nothing else most U.S. farmers grow does. If they could plant rice in North Dakota, they would mess that market up too. For the first time, U.S. farmers buckled under the financial pressure, reducing corn acreage over 5 million acres from what was intended, and it did not all go to soybeans. The problem is that no one that is using corn is making any money from it, despite it selling below the cost of production. It used to be that when somebody was profitable buying and using cheap corn, that was incentive for them that they would want to buy more of it. Instead, livestock producers are losing money. Hog producers have been losing so much they could not cover costs if the corn was given to them. Livestock consumption has peaked, and producers have to moderate meat production to find profitability. Ethanol demand has recovered back about as far as it will go until the pandemic goes away. The Renewable Fuels Association says that the ethanol industry has lost nearly $10 billion, and Washington has not given the industry a hand up. Instead, Trump has slapped it. U.S. corn may be cheap in U.S. dollars, but elsewhere in the world, Argentine, Brazilian, and Ukrainian corn is cheaper in their currency. The price of U.S. corn is not the winner relative to corn from other producers. China bought just as much corn from Ukraine as they did from us so far. Ukraine had no Phase 1 trade deal with them. The real kick in the gut, however, is that these other global corn producers are profitable when we are not. They have cheaper corn, and their farmers are making money. Last year, Brazil grew 101 million metric ton of corn, and they're already forecasting the next crop at 110 million metric ton. Richard Brock pointed out in a Feedstuffs article that in 1995, U.S. corn producers had 80% of the global corn market. That has since shrunk to 26% today. We are bleeding lost market share. Brock commented that given the loss of exports, that the U.S. corn industry needs new demand equal to the size of another ethanol industry. Unleaded gas is so cheap that the blending rate of ethanol is not going to rise, even though E15 was approved. Discretionary blending is going to struggle. So what are we going to do about it? Have the politicians send you more money to buy your votes? What exactly does that fix? How about a set-aside? There's more talk about enlarging CRP or just idling production. That would be a wholesale surrender, telling the world market that we cannot compete, so the market is theirs. Take it. In Washington, at USDA and Congress, or in the White House, they're not even talking about the real problems of our ag sector. The real problem is that we're unprofitable, and Donald J. Trump's biofuel policy and trade wars mean that we shrink our industry trying to survive. That's not what I call the future. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the grains. Indiana, Ohio got some needed rain. We had one day at 95 degrees and then cooled from there. No rain here, but crops did not look all that stressed. Plenty of subsoil moisture yet. Corn is pollinating, and the heat above 86 degrees is hot for corn. And when silks are exposed to 95 degrees in wind, that probably does a little damage. After all, there is a reason that we won't yield 350 bushel per acre this year. The trade is looking for 1% to 2% deterioration in crop condition ratings. RJO says that 15% of the Corn Belt needs a drink, although most any place would take it. Our 10-day forecast falls short of extreme heat. 6 of 10 days have rain chances. I think that has been the case, but rains have missed us. We probably need a dry forecast so we can get some, which is the way it often works. Some of the best summer rains we've ever gotten were unforecasted. No change in the big picture. The ridge moves back and forth, east and west, south with Gulf moisture flow. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour is still going to happen, except that the nightly meetings will be virtual. I would like to see Chip Flory in a mask. They have a great meal, so missing that is disappointing. They will find crops much more advanced this year. I expect that we will still need some crop finishing rains. The extended forecast for August is out later today. I was surprised with fund positioning. They reduced their corn short position another 8,000 contracts to being short 134,000. They also reduced their long position in soybeans by 33,000 contracts to 66,000 contracts long. I would have thought that they would have sold more corn and stuck with soybean longs better than they did. While China has obviously been buying U.S. soybeans, they still want a COVID-19-free certification on the soybeans they have been buying from all sources. Brazil and Argentina are just as concerned over this as our U.S. exporters. This feels like a setup. They could play one against the other and disrupt trade. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.